absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.
I'm waiting to learn a bit of German, just that.
And I will meet a lot of people from another countries, not only Germany. We are a big group from with people from Korea, Azerbaijan, Portugal, Brazil, so I think it could be nice.
I want to meet many friends from other countries, and I want to go on many, many foreign countries, like France.
I want to learn to cope with other cultures.
I want to learn discipline.
First of all, I just want to go to get to know more about German culture. To meet great people, to have nice conversations, and to move abroad.
Hello and welcome to show 195 of our podcast, Absolutely Intercultural. My name is Laurent Borgmann, and as you heard in our little introduction, today we will focus on internship experiences abroad. Later on, we will also hear about two gypsy artists I met in Aachen, where they were exhibiting their paintings. First up in our category Absolutely Abroad, we hear Sander Willems from the Netherlands, who works in a bicycle shop in Malaga. He tells us how on his guided bicycle tours, the tourists from different countries show very different cultural behavior. For example, customers from the Philippines seem to take hundreds of photographs, which really slows down Sander's guided bicycle tours.
For example, the people from the Philippines, they want to have pictures from everything. So you take a lot of time to make from everything, you make a picture with them on the picture.
Okay.
But it's very nice. It's a very nice experience.
In our second part, Absolutely Artistic, we listen to a discussion about traveling art with two gypsy artists I met at their exhibition at VHS Aachen. They share their cultural experiences and adventures, which do not always take them to the most beautiful parts of the world.
No, we don't know where we're going, because we might get a phone call or an email out of the blue, would you like to come and exhibit in such and such a place? But it could be a place for a gypsy that could be not a great place to go.
And finally, in our third category, Absolutely Practical, we go back to Spain, where we listen to Sander again. He organizes guided bicycle tours for tourists. In fact, he liked his internship so much that instead of returning to the Netherlands, he has accepted a job in the bicycle shop.
My internship already ended, I think, 3 months ago.
Okay.
Yeah, 3 months ago. And okay. When I'm going back, I don't know.
Did you forget to go back afterwards?
But now, let us start with the show. For our first category, Absolutely Abroad, I recently interviewed Sander Willems from the Netherlands about his work experience as a bicycle tour guide in Malaga. He tells us about his life in Spain and his daily intercultural encounters with tourists from different countries around the world. At the beginning of his internship, he was surprised that tourists from different countries behave so differently.
In Malaga, actually, the life here is pretty cheap. If you compare it to Holland, it's really pretty cheap. In Bike to Malaga, it works in two ways. For some people who are not especially are going to do tours, they get a monthly payment. And most of the students, they come from tourism, for example, and they're going to do tours. And one thing you have to remind, as a tour guide, you get a lot of tips.
But for that, I'm sure you need to keep your guests, your clients happy. Is that different for different countries?
I do as well. Dutch tours is English. So with English, you can get them from every country. I had some from Thailand, from the Philippines, some Americans. Yeah, very different people. You know, there's definitely differences. For example, the people from the Philippines, they want to have pictures from everything. So you take a lot of time to make from everything, you make a picture with them on the picture.
Okay.
But it's very nice. It's a very nice experience, totally different culture, so it's a bit funny for me. Yeah. I need to stop everywhere, and they also had one big camera, like a normal camera, and then also from the women, I had the phone. So at every place, I had to take more pictures, and then even two.
What about the Dutch groups? Do you get most tips from them? Because this is like your home?
The Americans and the Scandinavian people give the most tips. The Dutch people are always very happy. Dutch and Belgium. you know, they're on holiday, so they are happy. It's always good to work with them. About the Dutch customers, it's really a cultural thing. Always, also the people, you know, even from abroad and from Holland, they say, ah, okay, you work in a bike shop because you are Dutch. And it is true, because the most of our customers is Dutch. You have the tourists who are taking the bus, the hop-on or van bus, and you have the active tourists who are cycling, and they say, okay, you know, on the bicycle, it's just relaxing, you can do your own thing, and you can come everywhere, actually, in the city.
I regularly go on week-long bicycle tours every year, and I do have the impression it might make sense to talk about a certain cyclist culture, or perhaps the culture of active people. Too often, when we use the word culture, we only think of national cultures, such as Spanish or the Dutch culture. However, perhaps a regular mountain bike cyclist from the Netherlands and one from Spain have a lot more in common with each other than they have in common with their own parents. Something to think about. In our next part, absolutely artistic, we meet a couple who have actually decided to be on the road for most of their lifetime. I spoke to the traveling artists, Delaine and Damien Labas. They are from Great Britain, and they travel around the world and take their art to different countries for exhibitions. They seem to live by the moment, and they willingly go where fate takes them, even if some places may be dangerous for gypsies.
Well, I think the commute for us is part of our work, because obviously you probably wouldn't choose to, because we don't know where we're going to go. So it could be somewhere really, because we're kind of political-based artists, which was never planned, by the way. It's an organic thing that's kind of gained momentum and taken over our lives, really.
What do you mean you don't know where you're going? When I get on a train, I hope I know where I'm going.
No, we don't know where we're going, because we might get a phone call or an email out of the blue, would you like to come and exhibit in such and such a place? But it could be a really place for a gypsy that could be not a great place to go.
Okay.
So when we first went to Budapest before the first pavilion in 2007, we were in Budapest in 2006, and there were problems there for Roma, but you could still go there as a Roma and it was okay. Mm-hmm. But when we went there a few years later in 2010, was it, Delaine? It was a real problem. We had our art hanging up, and we actually had kind of death threats, you know. So for us, it was somewhere that was, for a British stag tourist, is a perfectly okay place to go to, but for a gypsy, it was suddenly not.
You guys, tell me, how does this come into your art? Because on the one hand, you have this background, but on the other hand, you are artists. But I have a feeling from looking at your pictures, I see a lot of maps, for example. I saw a lot of mobile homes, for example. So I have a feeling that somehow this travelling aspect has entered your art as well.
I think for me it's the sense of belonging thing. I mean, Delaine comes from the town. For her, everybody knew she was from a famous gypsy family in the town. In my town, no one knew who I was, so I moved there, so they didn't know I was gypsy, which was quite good, really, because no one knew.
There are still, or at that time, there were still a lot of negative stereotypes about gypsies.
There's still a lot of negative stereotypes. Yeah, even within the UK. I mean, no, every country, because we're an international community as well, so every country has its problems. Mm. So in some countries, maybe it's more obvious, and in others, it's not quite so obvious, but it doesn't mean it's not there.
Okay.
So things like racism and all of the elements that...
Delaine and Damien showed us how exciting, yeah, even dangerous, it can be to be a Roma, to work abroad and to travel all over the world. However, even for those regular travelers, a sense of belonging seems to be crucial. At this point, I would like to go back to Sander Willems, who is doing his Erasmus placement internship in Malaga. He explains how he found his internship abroad. He's working in a bike tour company called Bike to Malaga. His exposure to the Spanish culture has somehow shifted his sense of belonging to the South. Tell me about this internship.
Are you a student in the Netherlands?
I am indeed still a student. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't finish my my university yet. I'm in the second year. Mm-hmm. And the second year, the second part of the second year is an internship. So I came in for an internship. I remember one girl, she went to Bali. Mm-hmm. A friend of me went to Barcelona.
Can you explain Erasmus placement a little bit?
The Erasmus placement is for European students who are studying in the university and they want to go abroad in another European country to do an internship or to study abroad. Okay. Yeah, it's the same like a study, only for me it was an internship.
Okay, so you've been here for 8 months doing your internship, so when are you going back?
My internship already ended, I think, 3 months ago. Yeah, okay. 3 months ago, and okay. When I'm going back, I don't know.
Did you forget to go back afterwards?
No, I really decided just to stay here because I love the rhythm in Malaga, the culture of Spain. I love the Spanish people, the Spanish food. It's very good.
So Sander enjoys his time and the lifestyle in Spain so much that he has not gone back to university yet, but is trying to prolong his intercultural experience in Malaga. Sander, are you listening to us? Please do us a favor and finish your studies in the Netherlands first with a degree before you take the decision to become a Spanish citizen. Now today, we listen to two pieces of an interview with Sander, a Dutch student who is living in Spain and working in a bike tour company. And he tells us about how to plan, organize, and to prolong a student internship. We also listened to part of an interview with two gypsy artists, Delane and Damien from Great Britain, who are traveling the whole world and exhibiting their art in various places. Thank you to all those who joined us for today's show. Please check out our website, absolutely-intercultural.com, to get more information about this and previous episodes. And if you liked our show, please like us on Facebook too. By the way, are you curious about culturally responsive teaching? My friend and podcast colleague Anne Fox has added a 30-minute video about the basics to our new section on CRT, culturally responsive teaching. You will find the link in the top header of our page. There you can also sign up to her newsletter, collating together ideas, blog posts and information, as well as links to available training. All this you will find on www.absolutely-intercultural.com. Our next show will be coming to you from Anne Fox in Denmark on the 6th of November. Until then, bleiben Sie absolut interkulturell. Absolutely intercultural.
Vollständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.